Shavua Tov, everybody. My name is Brigitte, and my husband, on behalf of myself and my husband Ari, welcome to our home.
Thank you for having us.
To the Chabad Bakashot.
Thank you.
I just want to say very quickly that it is an incredible honor for us to host this every year. It's our third year doing this. And it's an honor, I'll tell you why. Not only because Bakashot are special and important, and it's something really lovely, and our connection to our roots, etc. But really, the reason that I'm particularly excited to be hosting this is because I think that this evening is not about Sephardi music or Moroccan music. I think this evening is about Judaism writ large, because Judaism is all about renewing and renewal. And we had a disruption. We in the Sephardic world, at least, had a disruption in 1948 when Jews went all over the place. And lots of things were lost to us. And Bakashot is an example of something that happened throughout the Sephardic world that, with the dispersion, ran a risk of getting lost. And now you see such a renewed interest in Israel, in France, in Montreal, and thanks to Sasha, Moni, Chaim, and Joachim in New York now, you see that this old tradition is being revived in a new way for the modern day. And that, to me, really is an example of the Jewish story. And it's really inspirational, and it's wonderful for us to host this. Ari and I are both Moroccan. We feel like our grandfathers, our grandmothers are somehow looking down and singing along and eating some peanuts and drinking some arak while we do this. So welcome, everybody.
Thank you very much.
And Shavuot Tov.
Thank you very much. So that's actually not the third performance, but the fourth performance. We did one not with the West Side Sephardic Synagogue. No. So that's really, we are very thrilled to be here and to share what we learn and really what is our passion, basically. So, just a few words about the Bakashot for people who don't know really what are the Bakashot. So, in the Moroccan tradition, the Bakashot are sung from Parashat Bereshit to Parashat Zachor, and all parasha from Bereshit to Zachor has a different tune. You know, overall we have what we call a nuba. We have 13 nubot, and so some parasha can be sung in the same nuba, but this one I think there is only two parasha having this nuba, what we call the Ras Dil, and that's a nuba, a Moroccan nuba. The Syrian has different ones, and also the Syrian goes from all parashot from all over the years for the Bakashot, but that's the way it was done. And back in the ancient times, basically, a couple hundred years ago, it was sung in the morning of Shabbat morning before the Tefillah. So it was around 4 a.m. They used to sing the Bakashot for two hours, and then they followed by the by Shacharit.
They had minyan.
So that's really a very high challenge for us to learn that, because basically, people who know the Bakashot, there are few today in the world, especially in Manhattan for the Moroccan ones. So we took the commitment to learn all the Bakashot, and today is our fourth year. We started in November 2011, and we are very excited to have this crowd, all these people. Thank you very much for coming. I would like also to thank Ari and Brigitte for hosting the event. Thank you very much. That's really we really feel comfortable with you, and it's like family. So thank you very much. I would also like to thank the rabbi for supporting this event, the West Side Sephardic Synagogue. Also, I would like to thank all the person from the Chevra, so Moni Abagel, Chaim Fedida, and Joachim Nachmani. Also, wishing a big mazel tov for Joachim. Getting engaged and very soon getting married, Bezat Hashem, and I hope you're gonna like it. So now I want to just to let the rabbi say a few words about the Bakashot.
Again, it's so special to be here, Sasha, and to the whole Chavra. Thank you for organizing this. To Brigitte and Ari, always a pleasure to be in this home where Moroccan tradition is rich and alive. I want to just say a quick word about Bakashot and what we're trying to do here tonight, and also then some analysis, some interpretation of the first of the piyutim, which is actually repeated every single week of the Bakashot, which is Dodi Aradagano. If you don't have a copy, there's still some copies floating around. So first, something about Bakashot. It's very important to understand. This is not just something about heritage. This is not a cultural artifact of the past, a relic that we're taking like a museum piece that we're just reliving or listening to some cultural experience here on a Motzei Shabbat. That's not what this is. This is lived religious experience. This is a something which was alive, and it's a tradition that goes back for hundreds of years, and we're continuing to live it, to experience it, and it's not something that we're, you know, it's not a museum piece. It's something that's alive, that's part of our kehilah, something that we want to continue to grow and to build and to spread. And thank you to the special chevra here that is that knows this. Really, you guys are virtuosos. You have special skills that we have to continue to spread and teach our children. Now, the first piyut was written by, it was actually not written by a Moroccan. It was written by Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, who was from Aram Tzova, which makes him, he's from Aleppo. He's a Talmid of Rav Chaim Vital. He's a 17th century rabbi. And this first piyut, Dodira Yaradagano, really captures what Bakashot is about. And if let's just look for a second at the words, because understanding the words is so key to understanding the power of this experience. So there are two characters in this first piyut. There's the Dod and there's the Re'aya. This is taken from Shir HaShirim, from the Song of Songs. Who does the Dod represent? He's the man. But who is that representing in this situation? It's Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who's the Re'aya? The Re'aya is Bnei Yisrael. And the entire piyut is a conversation that between these two lovers who keep missing each other throughout history but yearn for each other. And it says, Dodi Aradagano, they wrote Baganim, the Dod, Hashem, he went down into the pasture, he went into his garden to look at his flowers, and Vishtashev, Lokot Shoshanim, to go and to pick flowers, meaning Hashem is absent, okay? He's not in the relationship, he's not present. The Raya feels his absence. And she says, go to the next line, Eilecha Dodi Nafshi Asa, she says, I'm yearning for you, I'm searching for you, Dod. Eich Eshet Nurim Higirusha. How have you replaced me, the maiden of your youth, the lover of your youth, with you've divorced me? Me'az ha'iti alibcha charusha, I used to be engraved in your heart. Ve'ata himlachta eshet zunim. Now Hashem, Bnei Yisrael saying to the Dod, now Hashem, you have coronated a foreign wife. And what is happening here is that the Jewish people are in exile, and it feels like Hashem has lost their connection with the Jewish people. And then the Dod goes back, Biti al tivchadi ki od eskarech. My daughter, my lover, don't be afraid, I will still remember you. Umei eretz rechoka akabetz pizurech. From a far off land, I will still gather you in. Odevnech v'divneit biofyech v'adarech. I'll still rebuild your home, Tzion, Yerushalayim. And it goes back and forth. And the Raya is very upset, she's very angry. She says, where have you been? And the Dod says, don't worry, I'm coming back. Well, just one line really captures the beauty of this. If you look in Lamed, Lachem Yom Gilotech, this is alphabetical. Lachem Yom Gilotech Nadadati Ani. The Dod Hashem says to Bnei Israel, you should know from the day that you have been in exile, I have been wandering along with you. And finally, when you get to the end of the piyut, they start what starts as a conversation with a little bit of tension and conflict turns into a beautiful love poem. They renew their conversation and their entreaties to each other. And finally, the Dod says there, this is that by Ayin, Hashmini kolech tachat ahavati. I want to hear your voice. Raya, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you sing. And that ultimately is what the piyut is about. At the end, the Paitan says, Tan neshoni shir besodi sharing. Therefore, I will open up my mouth and sing. And he encourages his brethren, his community. Everyone, plead, open up your voices to Hashem. Yomam v'laylal el al titnu domi. Don't be silent. Pray to Hashem. And so the way that we can bridge this gap, this feeling of absence, to bring Hashem back into our lives and to reconnect Hashem and Am Yisrael is through our singing, through our tefillot. And that's exactly what the Bakashot are. There's songs of the tefillot piyutim of longing, of hope for to return this relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael. Let's hope that the singing that we do, the piyutim that we sing tonight, will help to bring about the geula, which is the ultimate hope of the bakasha.
So just another comment. We will not read the whole handout because it's going to take hours. So you just need to follow. We will switch to some piyutim. Sometimes we will sing only the first paragraph. Sometimes more. But if you just follow up, it's going to be fine.
Me'etzedakav ve'rov pe'. שערייך הרים וסדתיך סביב סביב בסבירים ושמתי כרגול שימשותייך מאירים ובניהיץ הר הראש גם שמיים וסד בראש הערים בשערי ציון נעוף כיורים חלו גיבורך ובחפי עולומי יום ולילה לילה אל תיתנו דומי יבנה ציון בבנה
Be'ozana l'idalama
so kada jelo ma ya la la ya la la da ile ere mi ke voda ya la la ya la la na gira be mi se me khaba ya la la ya la la na gira be
Bye. לך אדוני
Yeah.
Show me all your joy. Shorer alam b'makalot Nishmat kol chayim wal toda Nishmat kol chayim wal toda En ram En ram Beremenan kan zalkeno
Hazir veziz yavari mire teneni yavakinim beirada edo giriş vidu
koşir veziz
Shabbat
we've reached a few, which I'm sure many people here recognize, Kiyashmira Shabbat, Kelly Shmireni, the author, the Paitan, the author of this shir is Rav Avraham Ibn Ezra, who was a great biblical commentator of medieval Spain, but he was also a Paitan. Now this shir, this piyut, is about how beautiful and joyous the experience of Shabbat is. And Rav Avraham Ibn Ezra is trying to point out that it's actually many of the details of Shabbat that make it such a joyous experience. And the first bayit here, he tells us what one is prohibited to do on Shabbat. Asur mitzol chayfetz. You shouldn't be looking around for things, playing around with things. And you know, this is the idea of muktzav of separating oneself from doing what we do regularly during the week. Lasod drachim, gamil ledaber bo divrei tzrachim. We shouldn't talk about needy things. Don't talk about business. Don't talk about medical bills. Divrei sacharav, divrei melachim. Don't speak about business or politics. Divrei melachim. What do we do on Shabbat? Hegebet Torat El utechakimeni. We're going to study Torah, and it will make us wise. Okay, and vohem tzatamim nofesh denafshi. On Shabbat, he says, I find rest for my soul. And so the shir, the piyut is about the joy of Shabbat and how the details, the prohibitions, and also the things that we add to our Shabbat, the food that we eat, lechem v'yayin tov baser v'dagim, how all of these things contribute to a very special experience that is me'ein olam haba, that is a little bit of a breath of the world to come, and we look forward to seeing what's together.
Yishmira Shabbat El Yishmireni Oti Le'or Me'adad Benu Oveni Asur Metzochefet Nene לעשות דרכים גם ילדבר בו דברי צרכים דברי סחוף ננה דברי מלאכים הגבתו Kedoshim Mofet betet lechenenem Mishne beshishi Kacha bechol shishi Kacha bechol shishi Yachpin mezoni Leah Ganesh על כן אחב סבו ליבי מבורת את בלילה אל אל ערבית ושוחרית מוסף וגם מנך מוסף וגם מנך הוא יענני יודי לעול
Yeah. El dar shecha ki ma na 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 na. El dar shecha ki na 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 na. Sa na 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 sa ha sa le.
Shahari nafshinin Shahari nafshinin Penenene yusre Shahari
Odemonim bakeshe da beret yaraba yivle mayem oflegim. Ava bada anugim, ava bada anugim.
Meule fet sapirim, ayuva gayik dalon. Kishne ofera sevilla, shadai ke ashkolon. Meim yonakim. Ava, 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 ava
Shine ra ve keshivo Shamanu namere uven beono ale keneva aleno achenu zaradenu enemenu nidrashedamo nitane vero yadeo gisho meaba mezimot oyele aiberada oyele aiberada bishmo ayera gov gigajeda ידם משה ולא תבטא ארוך מאתמול ולפניו רב חמוד יום ישועתה יום ישועתה עפר תצמר וגם רבדה זרם הזמן יחד בתוך צר הרווחה ונחמוד ממקדמתה כי היא יושנה וברדה תרמיב כוח ותתם
תחדש כנשר גם הצעות
חזק וברוך
חזק
Thank you very much.
Don't need some
there's pizza.